What would you do if you were approached by somebody who told you they had a fail-safe way to make a lot of money and all you needed to do was provide some cash up front? Sounds attractive, doesn't it? Well, every year, thousands of people across South Africa are being convinced to part with millions of rand, often their life savings, with the promise that they'll see huge returns on their money in a short period of time. The problem is frequently the schemes fail to deliver, leaving investors penniless. And it seems that the current economic conditions are a perfect breeding ground for an increase in get-rich-quick Ponzi schemes. Indeed, the Direct Selling Association of South Africa is urging the public to conduct some basic due diligence to establish the legitimacy of any business venture that they want to participate in. So what exactly are Ponzi schemes? Why are they so risky? And how can we avoid them? Well, here to tell us more is Lindwell Clark, who is from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. A very good morning to you, Lindwell, and thanks so much for joining us. Do we know why there's been this rise in Ponzi schemes recently? Is it just a case of taking advantage of people when they're desperate?
Could be, yes. And good morning to you, Sarah Jane. And I believe happy birthday and a blessed one as well today.
Thanks so much indeed. Thank you.
Yeah, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, look, I think in the current climate, economic climate, people are quite desperate for money. And sometimes I think it's also a matter of greed. And I think people should really often, I think it's also a matter of a lack of education or a lack of proper research. And I think people should really, before they spend their hard-earned money, they need to really do some research around where they're putting their money. And I think your previous conversation around being content in your life also goes around your financial planning and what you do with your money at a certain stage in your life.
Just for those who may not be aware, what exactly is a Ponzi scheme and how does it differ or does it differ from a pyramid scheme?
Okay, so a Ponzi scheme is actually based on a fraudulent investment management service where you get a so-called portfolio manager who often promises you high returns. And then, of course, when the members want their money back, they are being paid out from the income from funds that was contributed by other participants. So basically what it is, there's no basic product. So you're getting paid. So if they promise you a return of a 20% investment, and you obviously invest 1,000 rand, then your returns is often paid from somebody else's contribution or from your own contribution, which means there's actually no growth in the money that you've put in. So that is, and where it differs from a pyramid scheme is that with a Ponzi scheme, like I said, there's a so-called portfolio manager, but with a pyramid scheme, you are you're also asked to recruit additional members to the scheme. And I think that's the big difference is where you're actually getting to ask, you're asked to invest initially, but you're also then asked to recruit two or three more members to add to your so-called pyramid, which is layers underneath the level that you will be on.
If you're just joining us this morning, I'm on the line with Lindwell Clark, who is Head of Consumer Education at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. And we're talking about Ponzi schemes. Apparently, there's been a marked increase in the number of Ponzi schemes doing the rounds with unscrupulous people after your money, essentially. If you've got a question, you can get in touch on 021-446-0567. Are they illegal, Lindwell, Ponzi schemes?
Yes, indeed. Remember, if you want to sell any financial product, you need to be authorized by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. And anything outside of that is not a legal product. So I think it's very important that consumers or persons, before they invest or put their money in anything, they need to first check, is this company authorized or registered by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority? And not just authorized, but authorized to sell a particular product. Because in most of these cases, like I said, there's no product involved. There's a lack of paperwork. And I think you need to establish whether this is actually something that is legal, something that a product that is authorized by the FSCA. And, of course, at the end of the day, you need to know who you're dealing with because more often than not, you get false information about where these people are operating from. And obviously, when you start calling and something goes wrong, you find that those people can is nowhere to be found.
I mean, what do people need to know in terms of identifying a Ponzi scheme, Lindwa? What are the red flags?
Yeah, so yes, the first thing is, if it sounds too good to be true, it is obviously too good to be true, or most probably too good to be true. So the first thing they do is they offer you a high return on the investment. So it's something like you'll get 50% back on your 1,000 rand that you give me. Obviously, it is not consistent with the market conditions. If you look at our current economic circumstances, the rates of investments and the growth of money, if somebody offers you a 50% increase in your money, you should immediately be wary of that. And then, of course, make sure that this person is authorized. Now, often these scammers will come to you and they will pretend to be authorized by the FSCA. They will even show you papers. And I'd urge consumers not to just look at that, but actually phone the FSCA or go onto our website and make sure that these entities are actually authorized to sell that product. Then, of course, sometimes they come with complex strategies about the investment. And, of course, they can't give you real information and they waffle about how the money is grown. And you need to be very asking specific questions about how the money is grown, where is it invested, and how often will you get, and if you will get the paperwork and see where the investment is there. And then, of course, the difficulty in receiving your payment. You know, often when people invest in these schemes, they get told, no, don't worry. If you leave your money in for just another 2 days or another week, then you'll get higher returns in the future. So be wary if you get these messages of non-return from your investment, or they ask you to obviously just keep the money in there for a little bit longer. I think consumers then need to just be very, very careful and then start saying, but listen, this might not be a legal entity that they're investing their money in.
We are joined on the line this morning by Lindwa Clark, Head of Consumer Education at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. If you would like to put a question to him about Ponzi schemes, perhaps you have been approached by somebody with an offer that seems too good to be true, you can get in touch with me on 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567 and SMS 31567. A lot of people, I'm aware of a number of people in my local community who were scammed a few years ago. And in fact, the gentleman at the centre of that scam, Pastor Colin Davids, I believe, was due in court this year on charges of contravening the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act and the Banks Act over Ponzi schemes. And he had approached people within churches. I mean, are there places where, is that quite a common thing that people are being approached, you know, and you would think, well, I'm in church. It's not, you know, somebody wouldn't be trying to scam me in church, surely. I mean, this guy was a pastor.
Yeah, I think it's actually quite sad, because most of the times you get approached by somebody that you deem to be trustworthy, like a family friend or friend or a family member, and even a pastor. But I think what the important thing for me here is that you do your due diligence, that you do your research, and that you ask specific questions, that you ask, where am I putting my money? Are you registered with the FSCA? What is your FSP license, for instance? Things like, how long have you been in this investment business? Are you a registered financial planner? Because sometimes they pose as financial planners. We also have the instance beside the church is that some of the pyramid or Ponzi schemes, they act as stock sales. And I think that is also, and especially on the WhatsApp most recently, you get messages via your WhatsApp and people are saying, listen, this is an investment opportunity. Just send us your details or go onto this website and we will provide you with more information. Some of the fraudsters act as authorized financial planners. So it's almost like they give you credentials, which you really, really need to research to find out whether these people are actually authorized to sell certain types of products. Then, of course, the other red flag is when they ask you to introduce other people into the scheme. Very, very, very big red flag, because most of these schemes depend on more people investing, okay? Because the moment people stop investing, then the pyramid scheme or the Ponzi scheme collapses, which means your promoter does not have enough money to pay the other promoters, other investors, so-called investors coming in.
Lindwell, are they always to interrupt, but are they always destined to fail? I mean, is there a, presumably at some point, somebody must get money, or the first Ponzi scheme that was ever created would have fallen flat and there would never have been another one again. So at some point somebody is getting money back, but is it that there will always be a loser? It will ultimately always end up,
there's always a tipping point.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, those that got in first was normally those that are the perpetrators. Those are the scamsters. Because those are the ones that get in quickly, get the money from the others. And the moment the investments start drying up, or the moment they can't recruit any more people, which means they can't pay out anything because there is no growth in the money. The money that comes in is the money that's being paid out. More often than not, the moment the tipping point is reached, the initial perpetrators, they disappear. Mm-hmm. Or they shut down the banking account. Okay? And the sad part is that the authorities only get to know about most of these schemes when the tipping point is reached and investors or consumers start losing money. Because then they look for recourse. And in most cases, it's very, very difficult to get back that money, because the moment the initial scammers get wind of the authorities investigating, they start disappearing or closing down those banking accounts. So you can't find them. More recently, remember that the pyramid schemes also falls under the Consumer Protection Act, which is administered through the National Consumer Commission. And recently, they've actually been very successful in freezing the accounts. But it's very, very difficult because these accounts hold large amounts of money from the one day to the next. And then the third day, when you look for the money, then obviously the scammers have withdrawn that money and either spend it on luxury vehicles or buying property, etc. And that is where I think it is very important that we very, very carefully scrutinize who we give our money to, because it's very, very difficult at the end of the day to get your money back through these pyramid schemes once they get identified and once they fall flat.
Lindwell, Jeff is asking on the WhatsApp line, is there a big difference between a stokvel and a pyramid scheme?
Yes, of course. Remember, stokvel is a voluntary savings club for people with a common goal. Whereas obviously the pyramid schemes and stokvels don't ask you to get more members. Whereas pyramid scheme obviously constantly asks you to recruit more members. And the stokvel association, if you have a stokvel and you belong to, say, the National Stokvel Association, they are recognized by the South African Reserve Bank in terms of the Banks Act. So if your stokvel belongs to the National Stokvel Association, you are allowed to take deposits, your stokvel. Because remember, in terms of the Banks Act, you're not allowed to take deposits if you're not authorized by the South African Reserve Bank to do so. And in that aspect, that is why pyramids and Ponzi schemes are illegal, because it's not an authorized scheme in terms of the Banks Act. And also in terms of the FSCA's regulatory environment.
I want to go to a question from Joe in Hout Bay. Hi, Joe. What's your question?
Hi. I believe I've got a staff member who's involved in a pyramid scheme, which is obviously of concern to me. And I'm just trying to sort of find some way of persuading this person that they're involved in this and that it's not right and so on. And I'm sort of battling to do so because they've been promised returns, and I believe they might even have received some returns initially to show that, to really incentivize them, and now they're being roped in more deeply and recruiting more people.
Sure.
And, I'm really, really concerned that in the end it's just going to obviously result in huge losses, and it's not right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lindwell, any advice for Joe there?
Yeah, I think, Joe, that's the sad part of it, because you get lured in by initial returns, which obviously the returns came probably from your own money that they're paying you back. And the more you then invest, the deeper you get in until they hit you with a big amount, and that amount then gets lost. Joe, it's very difficult to actually tell people that they shouldn't get involved if they have economic challenges. But I think the big thing is to alert people that this is an illegal scheme, and that they need to actually report this either to the FACA or to the National Consumer Commission or to the South African Police Services. Because what also happens is they ask you for your banking details. And that is a huge no-no. You must be very careful when people start asking you that. And unfortunately, I think it is through conversations like this, Joe, that you have, and I think you should continue having those conversations with your employee, because if you stop, they'll assume that it's okay, and they might just lose more money. But I would advise them to actually report it to the authorities, and see if I doubt whether they'll ever get their full investment back or their money back, but at least that they be aware that this is an illegal scheme. And of course, remember, when the perpetrators or those at the top of the food chain, if I can call it that, gets caught, the rest of the chain is caught as well, which means you can go to jail if you get caught up in the system. And I think that is a big deterrent.
Indeed. Sobering words there. Lindwell, thanks ever so much for your time and for unpacking this with us. Lindwell Clark is the head of consumer education at the Financial Sector and Conduct Authority.